It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts has brought in a new staff member. She is the Contemporary Arts Chief Curator and Director of Programs. Her name is Rachel Adams, and we welcome you, Rachel. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You came in from Buffalo, New York, and we were just talking before the storm that swept not only the Midwest but into the East Coast had an impact up there. Tell us how much snow you got in Buffalo.
I think we got something around 20 inches in the city, at least where I was staying. I'm sure it was more in other places.
Sure. So suddenly Omaha, the weather doesn't seem so severe, does it?
No, not quite so bad as that, although it is still cold here.
It isn't that. Well, we do give you a hearty, warm welcome. What will you be doing as Chief Curator and Director of Programs? What is your role for the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts?
So my role is to sort of manage and curate the exhibition program. We have three galleries plus a video gallery down at the Bemis, and organize those, work with our curator in residence and guest curators at time to time to do those. We do about three rounds of exhibitions a year. And then on the flip side, we have the International Artists in Residence program. So sort of directing that, growing that program. We have a new tract in there with experimental sound art. So we're sort of welcoming our first resident of that program in the summer, and just sort of continuing to grow that program as well.
Outstanding. You, as we mentioned, you come in from Buffalo. It's been about 2 weeks that you've been here. I mean, excuse me, 2 months that you've been here.
Yes.
In that time, as you've kind of brought to a close your previous life and starting the brand new life here, what have you been able to see as far as some of the as is, and do you have any ideas on direction or things that you would like to have happen at the Bemis Center?
Yeah, well, I've tried to see as much as I can in those 2 months, but of course the holidays fell in there, so it was a little difficult going back to the East Coast to see family. But I'm really excited about the energy of Omaha, and I want to kind of, you know, jump on that and really sort of continue to invigorate the Bemis, because, you know, it's had such a wonderful history of programming and artists coming through. But, you know, really bring new faces here, have more interaction with our local artist community, and just sort of open it up and really try to grow our audience. So I'm excited about some projects that we have planned for this year. And then I'll be talking on Thursday night, so you can come meet me.
Right. Let's talk about that event. Tell us about that event.
Yeah. So I thought it would be nice just to kind of do a "Hi, I'm Rachel" event. So people could kind of meet me and put, you know, face to a name and hear about things that I've done before, as well as some plans that I have for shows and programs in Omaha. So I've asked Angie Sikora, who's a local artist. She's going to be sort of interviewing me on stage, but it's going to be very open, and we definitely welcome comments and questions. And,
you know. Sure, almost an interview as a device by which to get some information
exactly,
out and everything.
Exactly.
Sure.
So it should be a really fun evening. And I was actually just in Philadelphia at an opening of an exhibition that I curated on Friday, and I ran into a curator who I'd never met, and she's like, "I just saw your announcement. I'm going to totally steal your idea. I love this idea. I just got a new job." So that was kind of funny.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's Thursday, February 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts down at 12th and Leavenworth. It's free. It's open to the public. And, of course, more information is available at bemiscenter.org. How does one get a curator job at the Bemis Center? Is it one of those things you were just looking through the newspaper one day and, hey, look at this want ad?
Well, actually, I knew Chris, who's the executive director. I met him several years ago in Miami. And when he had gotten the position here, I just sort of, you know, followed what he was doing. It was sort of at that point in my career where I was looking to not leave Buffalo because we loved it, but, you know, grow into a bigger position. And when I saw that they had posted for this, it just seemed kind of perfect timing. So I applied.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that was sort of how it happened.
Yeah, sure. What was the process? What was the application process like? I mean, you know, obviously there was an interview involved. Mm-hmm. Did you have to meet a board or anything like that?
I did meet some board members. I came here in July and did a public presentation and obviously interviewed with members of the staff and some of the board members were at a few different events. So, but it was mostly with staff and Chris specifically.
Sure. But so this was a process that started in the June, July timeframe?
It started earlier than that. I believe it was, I had a first interview that was over Skype.
I'll be darned.
Maybe in May.
I'll be darned. And then finally to fruition by about November.
Right.
Or
yeah.
December,
I was sort of working part time starting in September. So.
Okay.
But from afar.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, very exciting. We welcome you and, of course, look forward to many more interviews with you as time goes on here. Her name is Rachel Adams. She is the new chief curator and director of programs for the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts. And you can meet her and hear her story on Thursday, February 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at 12th and Leavenworth at the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts. Free and open to the public. BemisCenter.org.